妹早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
不知道你现在是在灰暗里面还是在晴朗的里面。
I don't know if you are in the gray and dark time or the sunny time.
我们今天还有机会。
But we still have the opportunity.
神会把我们带到天上。
God will bring us to heaven.
可能有弟兄姐妹要问，刚才翻译的弟兄问，为什么你要站在左边？
Maybe many of you have questions, and also the translating brother also had this same question. Why do you want to stand on the left-hand side?
因为我习惯了。
Because I'm used to it.
其实如果一个讲的弟兄，传讲话语的弟兄，最高的境界是成为一个翻译。
The best sharing the message is through translation.
It's to be a translator.
It's to be a translator.
你听见什么你就说什么。
Whatever you hear, you will say it.
你看见什么你做什么。
Whatever you see, you will do it.
主耶稣在地上是这样。
Our Lord on earth is also like this.
他听见父说什么他就说。
He hears what Father God tells him, and he will say.
他没有听见的，他就不说。
If he did not hear, he will not say.
所以感谢主。那今天我们都需要帮助。
Therefore, we thank the Lord. Today, we all need help.
而且翻译的其实也是讲员。
And actually, the translator is also the speaker.
只不过用了另外一个语言。
But in a different language.
所以我们下面有一些祷告。
Next, let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，求您帮助讲的，帮助翻译的。
Lord, may you help the one who speaks and the one who translates.
主啊，让我们说该说的话。
So that we can say what ought to be said.
主啊，我们也愿意你来膏每一个听的耳朵。
And may you also anoint all ears that hear.
帮助我们。
And help us.
因为我们需要你。
Because we need you.
尤其在这样一个世代。
Especially during this generation.
把信心再赐给我们。
May you also give us the faith.
让我们可以在荣耀里面进到荣耀。
So that in glory we can enter into the glory.
让我们力上加力。
We will have strength upon strength.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 那今天我跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目叫做我们就是主复活的见证。
Today I'll be sharing the topic, We are witnesses of the Lord.
这个题目是从圣经的一个章节出来的。
And this theme comes from one of the verses from the Bible.
在路加福音的24章48节。
It's in Luke 24, verse 48.
路加福音24章48节，那里面就是这一句话。
Luke 24, verse 48 is this verse.
主对着门徒们说：“你们就是这些事的见证。”
The Lord said to the disciples, "You are witnesses of these things."
所以今天我们来听神的话。
So today we're here to hear His word.
那我们就把它转成我们。
And we will change it to us and we.
而这些事是很大的事。
And these things are great things.
所以今天我专门跟弟兄姐妹交通，就是主复活这一个方面。
And today I would like to have this fellowship on this matter of Lord's resurrection.
所以呢，现在我们就大家。或者是跟着这个投影，或者你有圣经，我建议大家拿出来，我们一起来读好不好
？If you have the Bible, may we all read all these verses. If otherwise, you can look at the projector, the screen.
这个故事是记载在路加福音24章。
And the story is in Luke 24.
是讲到去以马忤斯两个门徒的故事。
It's a story about two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
我们先来从。24章的13节读到35节。
We'll start from verses 13 all the way through verse 35.
我们不同的语言一起来读。
We can read these in different languages.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去。这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说：“
What are you discussing together as you walk along?
他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话，行事都有大能。祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们坐下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十二个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一起，说主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。两个人就把在路上所遇见和拨饼的时候怎么对他都述说了一遍。好，那这两个门徒回到耶路撒冷，跟其他门徒在一起，就在他们交谈的时候，主耶稣向他们显现，来安慰他们，而且告诉他们说，我就是复活的主。
Now these two disciples have returned to Jerusalem and gathered together with the 11 disciples, and then told them that the Lord has showed to them.
他就是复活的主。
And he is the resurrecting Lord.
那我们再来读第四十四节到第四十九节。
Let's also read verse 44 and through 49.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。我们为神的话来感谢主。
We thank the Lord for His word.
因为这是一个真实的故事。
Because this is a true story.
下面的时间，愿意我们一起在这个真实的故事上有一些交通。
May we have the fellowship in the following time on this real story.
啊，求主来指教我们。
May Lord teach us.
今天我没有提纲。
I don't have an outline today.
因为这个提纲都在这段故事的里面。
Because the outline exists in the story.
啊，那我们今天会从几个角度重复的来看这个故事。
We'll look at this story from different aspects.
我们先来看看当日门徒所经历的。
First, let's look at what the disciples have experienced on that day.
他们的情形当时是如何？
What were their conditions?
什么原因造成他们在这个情形的里面？
What are the reasons that caused them to be in those conditions?
那他们怎样又从这个情形转变过来？
And how have they turned from those conditions?
然后我们再来看一遍这个故事，从今天来看。
Let's look at this story again from the angle of today.
今天我们这些属主的人，我们的情形如何？
And for all of us, who belong to the Lord, what are our conditions?
在属灵情形的里面，什么造成这样的情形呢？
And in such spiritual conditions, what caused these to happen?
那我们如何能够转变呢？
How can we be transformed?
然后我们再来看一遍这个故事。
And then we'll look at this story again.
这一次我们从这个题目的眼光来看。
And now we look at from the perspective of the theme.
神为什么要恢复这两个门徒？
Why did God revive these two disciples?
因为神要他们成为主自己复活的见证。
Because Lord want these two to become the testimonies of His resurrection.
从这个眼光，我们一起来看看他复活的意义。
And from this side, we can see the meaning of His resurrection.
什么是见证人呢？
What is the witnesses?
那我们怎么样成为主复活的见证人呢？
How can we become the witnesses of Lord's resurrection?
好，那下面我们就先来看一看这个熟悉的故事。
Now let's look at this story that we're all familiar with.
这是我最喜爱的故事之一。
This is one of my favorite stories.
我知道孩子们他们最喜欢的一个故事叫做约拿的故事。
I know many children like the story of Jonah.
怎么样约拿逃啊？
How,
逃出神的旨意啊？
How did Jonah run away from God's will?
神让他往西，他就往东了。
And God warned him to go to the west, but he went to the east.
而且怎么样一条大鱼把他吞到肚子里面？
And how did a fish swallow him?
三天三夜之后，
and after 3 days and 3 nights,
他又活过来。
He came alive.
要传讲神的话语，
and preach the gospel.
在这个故事里面，我把它叫做现代版的约拿。
And in this story, I will call it a contemporary Jonah.
因为在这个故事里面有两个门徒。
Because there are two disciples in this story.
他们本该在耶路撒冷跟其他门徒一起等候的。
They should have waited in Jerusalem along with the other disciples.
但却离开了。
But they left.
离开之后呢，后来被恢复成为见证人。
And after they left, they were revived and became the witnesses.
那这个故事里面我看到我自己。
In this story, I see myself.
所以我今天并不是好像要教一个什么事情给大家。
And today, I did not plan to teach anything.
我不配也不敢。
I'm unworthy and I dare not to.
所以这个二，我相信这二里面有我。
And the two disciples, I believe, one of them is myself.
所以在座的起码还有另外一个。
And at least among all of us, there's another one.
那为什么不是三个、四个、一百个呢？
But why can it be 3, 4, or 100 disciples?
因为二在圣经里面有特别的意义。
Because two has a special meaning in the Bible.
提到二的时候，总是跟见证有关系。
When we talk about two, it always relates to testimony.
所以这个是一个从不好的光景开始，这个故事。
So the story started from a bad condition.
本该为神做见证的却离开耶路撒冷。
Those who should have become the testimony of the Lord left Jerusalem.
而且他们去一个地方叫以马忤斯。
And they went to this place called Emmaus.
以马忤斯它的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning of the word Emmaus?
以马忤斯的意思就是一个温泉 ，a hot spring.
The meaning of the Emmaus is hot spring.
在那里面，人可以得着安慰嘛。
In there, people can receive the comfort.
可以找到平静，得到满足。
They can find peace and satisfaction.
但是他们却走了一条不对的路。
But they went on the wrong way.
而且当时那一天，他们里面是迷糊的。
And during that day, they were confused.
看到主，他们认不出来。
When they saw the Lord, they could not recognize him.
而且当他们与主交谈的时候，脸上是带着愁容。
When they were talking with the Lord, they their faces downcast.
那刚才已经提到，其实最麻烦的一件事情就是，他们虽然在走路，却走的是一条错的路。
What matters, what's even worse, when they were walking, they were actually walking on the wrong path.
我很难想象，如果主不遇见他们的话，他们这两个人以后的一生会是如何。
It's hard to imagine that what their lives would be if they did not meet the Lord.
因为方向不对，他们这一生都没有价值，都没有意义。
Because they were going on the wrong path, the meaning of their life will be lost.
而且呢，不会有希望，不会有盼望。
And they wouldn't have hope.
那为什么会这样？
But why is it?
照着圣经的记载，因着他们素来所盼望的救主被杀害在十字架上。
According to the scripture, because the one that they believed in was crucified.
他们所跟随所盼望的，他们一切的倾注在耶稣的身上。
The one they hope they had hope on, and the one they follow. Was the Lord Jesus.
但耶稣却被杀害在十字架上。
But the Lord was crucified on the cross.
我们都可以理解。
And we can all understand.
如果你最期待的一件事，
If the one thing that you hope the most
却成空了，
was empty.
那你的心里会是怎么感觉？
And what kind of feeling you will have?
他们曾经等了三天的。
They waited for 3 days.
而且他们其实跟其他人一样也听到主复活的消息了。
And then they also heard the same story as the other people, that the Lord has resurrected.
为什么还要离开呢？
Why do they still leave?
所以主耶稣问他们的时候，他们就把心里的话讲出来。
So when Jesus asked them, they share what's inside of their heart.
他们说只是没有看见他。
They said only because they did not see him.
所以我们现在了解这个门徒的他为什么有这个原因在这个情形的里面。
So now we understand the conditions why these two disciples.
因为他们灵里的眼睛没有开启。
Because their spiritual eyes were not open.
他们信的太迟钝了。
They were slow to faith.
今天其实我还是有压力，我说或者略过这几句话不讲吧。
Today I actually had this burden, and I was thinking to skip these words.
因为这几句话太重了。
Because these words are heavy.
心信的太迟钝了，难道我跟弟兄姐妹们要讲这句话吗？
Being slow to faith, should I share this with brothers and sisters?
那什么鼓励我呢？是因为神对我。
What encouraged me is because Lord to me spoke to me.
我接受了。
And I accepted it.
那我相信弟兄姐妹。
So I believe brothers and sisters.
听见之后也可以接受。
Can also receive it after hearing this.
很多时候我们信得太迟钝了。
Many times we are slow to faith.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
原来的颜色是暴风雨一样啊。
The original condition was the storm.
但是他们遇见主之后，就在半天之内，
But after they met the Lord, in just half of the day,
从迷糊变成清晰了。
They turned from being confused to being clear.
从灰心变成火热了。
They turned from discouraged to a burning heart.
从逃离变成跟随。
They turned from departing away to following.
而且为主来做见证。
And even testify for the Lord.
这里面发生了什么呢？
And what happened?
我们都读了这个故事。
We all read the story.
是主亲自就近他们。
It was the Lord who approached them.
就像今天一样。
Just like today.
而且主把律法书，把先知书，从那里开始给他们打开。
And Lord also opened the book of the laws and the prophets.
如果有时间，我们会分享到主到底跟他们讲了哪些章节啊。
If we have time, we will share what chapters did the Lord actually tell them.
而且他们认识到时候已经晚了。
When they realized this, it was too late.
已经是末了了。
It was already the end.
所以他们是强留主耶稣说同我们住下来。
So they urged the Lord to stay with them.
我们一起坐席。
And then be seated together.
就在坐席的时候。
And when they were all seated,
就在他们吃喝的时候,
and when they were eating and drinking,
他们认出复活的主。
They recognize the the Lord of resurrection.
好，现在我们再看这个故事，是从今天来看。
And let's look at the story and from today's angle.
今天我们又如何呢？
What about us in today's condition?
在我们中间有没有弟兄姐妹们？你或者是在个人的上面。
Today among us, on the perspective of the person.
或者健康，或者工作，或者学业。
Or health, school or work.
或者在家庭。
Or family.
夫妻的关系。
Or the marriage relationship.
儿女的悖逆。
And the disobedience of our children.
或者在服事上遇到难处。
And also the difficulties on our services.
好像我们的祷告不蒙垂听。
And it seems like our prayers were not heard.
在服事中，你有没有对弟兄姐妹失望过？
And do we have disappointment when we serve with brothers and sisters?
有没有对自己失望过？
Do we have are we disappointed with ourselves?
有没有对服事的果效失望过？
And also the fruit of the service are we also disappointed?
如果没有的话，那要感谢主。
If we don't have those disappointments, we thank the Lord.
也许你已经经历了这一切。
Maybe you have experienced all of these.
神已经恢复过你。
Lord has revived you.
这是在我们中间在走在前面成熟的弟兄姐妹。
And these are the brothers who are walking ahead of us.
对，回来刚强我们。
Who will strengthen us.
也许你可能在主里面还比较幼嫩。
Maybe you're still Young in the Lord.
但总有一天你会对人事物失望。
But one day, ultimately, you will have this disappointment about people and things.
所以我建议大家进入孩童的服事。
So I encourage all of us to enter into this service of
children
ministry.
你就知道什么叫做失望。
And you will see what is disappointment.
当然我好像讲得很轻松，对不起，我完全没有论断，我们中间的孩子们一个个都是全然美丽的。
And it seems like I said it casually, but I didn't mean that the children are hard to care, but instead they're beautiful.
但迟迟早早可能我们会进入到一个光景里面的力量不知道为什么就没有了。
At some point we will enter into this condition andfor some reason the power disappeared.
那我也不是说别人，我是说我自己。
And I'm not talking about anyone else but myself.
也许时间很长了。
Maybe the time is long.
就算听说主会与我同在，怎么我就感觉不到呢？
Even though I have heard that the Lord will be with me, how did I not feel it?
如果你问我的话，我只能面带愁容。
When you ask me, I will have my face is downcast.
我质疑神的能力。
I will doubt God's capability.
我质疑神的爱。
I will doubt God's love.
我甚至质疑神的存在。
Even doubt the existence of God.
也许我们就说去以马忤斯吧。
Maybe I would say, I'll just go to Emmaus.
这个结果会怎么样？
What would be the results?
我们会落在罪里。
We will fall into sin.
落在世界里。
We'll fall into the world.
落在枯干的里面。
Will fall into dryness.
落在黑暗的里面。
Will fall into darkness.
落在死亡的里面。
Will fall into death.
就像一个死荫的幽谷一样。
Just like the valley of death.
所以有一个弟兄他曾经用这个比喻来讲到基督徒很多基督徒的生命。
So there was one brother who used this analogy to talk about the life of brothers and sisters.
我们就像那个矗立在发射台上的航天火箭。
We're like the rocket on the launching pad.
已经有了它里面设置该去的那个方位目的。
And this rocket has one set goal and destination.
而且里面燃料都已经加好了。
And the fuel has already been filled up.
它是可以有这个能力脱离地层去到天空。
And the rocket is capable of flying out of the space.
但是除非点火。
Unless it's ignited,
它会牢牢地被重力卡在这个发射台上。
It will sit on the launch pad by the gravity.
一点动静都不会有。
It will have no motion at all.
那我们再看看为什么会造成这样呢？
let's look at why this would be the case.
因为我们还是不够认识主。
Because we still do not know the Lord enough.
或者说我们认识是很肤浅的。
Or we can say that our knowledge of the Lord is superficial.
或者是因为我们不能长久的忍耐和等候。
Maybe it's because we don't have the long endurance and waiting for him.
尤其我们不认识复活的主的话。
Especially when we don't know the Lord of Resurrection.
信主的人我们其实都相信主已经为我死，我的罪惩罚已经被解决。
Believers have all believed that our sin has been dealt with.
但很可能很多时候我们不熟悉复活的这一面。
But many times we're unfamiliar with the side of Resurrection.
其实若没有复活的话，罪也没有完全被解决。
Without resurrection, the sin will not be dealt completely.
所以在哥林多前书第十五章第十七节这么讲。
Therefore, in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, it says,
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪中。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
如果耶稣不复活，我们没有胜过罪权势的那个能力。
If the Lord did not resurrect, we would not be able to overcome the sin and death.
所以主的工作不只是死在十字架上埋葬而已。
Therefore, the work of the Lord is not just being dead on earth and being buried.
那什么让我们今天能够有改变呢？
But what made us to change?
在这个故事里面，我们看到第一件事，主亲自就近他们。
And the first thing that we see from this story is that the Lord himself approached these disciples.
所以今天我完全没有借口说主你没有寻找我，你不向我显现。
So today we don't have any excuses saying that Lord you have not appeared to me.
对，首先对我来讲，我没有这个借口。
First of all, personally speaking, I don't have this excuse.
因为主今天已经借着路加福音二十四章摆在我的口里。
Because Lord has shown me this chapter, Luke 24, that he had approached me.
所以在座的也没有任何借口。
And for all of us who are seated here, we don't have excuses either.
说那天的故事不发生在我身上。
We cannot say that the story happened that day did not happen on me.
因为圣灵现在就把这些话打开，在我们里面嘛。
Because the Holy Spirit has already opened these things in us.
所以我们要有转机的话，要相信神的话。
Therefore, in order to have this turning point, we need to believe in God's word.
眼睛看见就是圣灵启示之后，我们用信心来接受。
Seeing is what the Holy Spirit inspired us, which is to accept and believe.
在属灵里面，看见跟信是一个词的，其实。
In the spiritually speaking, seeing is believing.
在这里，耶稣刚才提到有一个直接的责备。
And here, the Lord has a direct rebuke.
在我们行过死荫幽谷的时候，大卫他是懂得神的人。
When we walk through the valley of death and shadow, David, he was the one who believed in the Lord.
他说啊，主是用杖也是用竿来扶持他。
He said that the Lord used rod and staff to support him.
竿是扶持，没错。
Rod is to support.
但杖是为着管教的。
But staff is for teaching.
这个迟钝，我们的迟钝会在哪个方面迟钝呢？
Being slow to faith, what aspect of being slow?
与当日一样，我们的迟钝在于，当我们的期望落空之后，我们不知道那是必然的。
Just like that day when our hope has lost, we didn't know that it should have happened.
当主耶稣被害这件事情在门徒的心里面成为那样的重担的时候，他们不知道一件事，这原来是神的安排啊。
When the disciples saw that the Lord was crucified on the cross, they didn't know that it was arranged by God.
所以他们停在那里，虽然主耶稣早就跟他们讲，我要复活。
So they stopped there, even though the Lord had already told them that I will resurrect.
但是他们 就不能进入到这个相信的里面。
But they still could not enter into this faith.
所以今天愿意我们的期望没有达到的时候。
So may we all think about this when our hope was not did not come true.
记得一件事情。
Remember this.
这是必然的。
And this is something that should have happened.
这是神安排的。
This is what what God has arranged.
如果我们中间能够一起认识到这件事，这是一个极大的转机。
If we can all understand this among us, this is a great turning point.
今天我不知道在座的你是家庭的原因也好怎么样，让你有失望的话。
Today among us, we don't know where the disappointment come from. Maybe from the family or other things.
如果明白这是必定要发生的。
And if we know that these things would happen no matter what.
那我们就可以信而顺从。
Then we can believe and follow.
可以让我们明白过来
，so that we can understand，
让我们可以火热
，then we will have this fervent heart。
我们最近中间有一个妈妈为女儿的事一直在伤心忧虑。
Recently, we have a mom among us concerning about her daughter。
啊，我们弟兄姐妹听到都非常的忧虑伤心。
And all the brothers and sisters, when all the brothers and sisters heard about this, we were also worried.
当我们劝这个妈妈的时候，也都是，总是每一次问候都说你女儿怎么样了。
And when we talk to the sister, we always ask how's your daughter.
而且到今天，这件事情还在。
And till today, this condition still exists.
时间也蛮长了。
And it's been a while.
但是上个星期，这个妈妈再来到 Katie 周二祷告聚会的时候。
But last week, when the mother came to the prayer meeting in Katy,
我觉得它里面开启了。
I felt that I was open from inside.
因为这个妈妈说，女儿就算在这样的情形，她看到神一直在给这个女儿机会，一直在给这个女儿有恩典。
This mother shared that even though her daughter was in this condition, Lord has always showed her the grace.
而且呢，他说不管怎么样啊，他相信神还是会做的。
And she also said, no matter what happened, she believed that God will continue to work on her.
这是一个转机。
And this is the turning point.
而且我们也看到当时两个门徒啊，主动邀请耶稣同他们住下。
And we can also see that the two disciples invited the Lord to stay with them.
开始是主亲自就近他们。
First, it was the Lord approaching them.
但是当他们心里明白火热之后
，But when they have this fervent heart, a burning heart,
他们有一个主动的请求
，They have this this request,
同我们住下
，Come and stay with us.
我想这里面前面有两个原因。我在思想的时候
，As I meditate upon this, I was thinking about two reasons.
一个是他们想继续这个甜美的交通。
One is for them to continue to have this sweet fellowship.
当在路上主耶稣把这些神的话打开给他们的时候，他们的心里真的是火热。
Their hearts were open when the Lord had this fellowship with them on the way.
那个时候天已经黑了。
By the time it has become dark.
时候已经晚了。
And it was also late in the day.
所以今天如果我们认识我们所活的这个时代的话，
So today, if we know that the condition, the generation that we live in,
那我们会邀请主与我同住吧。
Then are we going to invite the Lord to stay with us?
我们需要这样的交通。
We need this fellowship.
还有第二个原因。
And there's also a second reason.
因为在当时的话，在晚上走路肯定是有危险。
Because at that time, it could be dangerous walking at night.
起码是不方便的时候。
At least it's not convenient.
而且当时主耶稣的跟随者是有危险，因为当时都在捉拿主耶稣的那些门徒或者信徒。
And also being a follower of the Lord was also dangerous at the time because many people were looking after them to capture them.
所以这两个门徒是为主耶稣着想，说不要再赶路了，跟我们住下吧。
So these two disciples cared about the Lord and they invited him to stay with them.
所以神家里面真需要这样的弟兄姐妹。
So we truly need the, such brothers and sisters in God's family.
在马太福音二十五章的里面讲到，人子在荣耀的宝座上审判万民的时候。
In Matthew chapter 5, when he talks about the Lord sitting on the throne and judge all the people.
他就对一些义人说，说我做客旅的时候，你们留我住下。
And he said to the righteous ones that when I was strangers, you invited me to stay.
其实他还说过好多啊。
And he also spoke many other things.
他说我饿的时候你们给我吃。
He also said when I was hungry, you gave me food.
我渴的时候你们给我喝。
When I was thirsty, you gave me the drink.
我在监里的时候你们来探望我。
When I was in prison, you came and visit me.
这些义人都不知道主耶稣在说什么。
These righteous men did not know what the Lord was talking about.
他问主说：“我什么时候探过你的监呢？”
They asked the Lord, "When did I visit you in the prison?"
主耶稣说：“你们坐在我小子里面的一个身上。”
The Lord said, "As long as you did one of the followers for me."
就是坐在我身上。
That is doing the same deed on me.
所以这些门徒他们的转机在于他们的心开始来顾念周围的同伴。
So the turning point of these disciples was to caring about the people around them.
在万民的时候神这样分别，那我们作为神的儿女弟兄姐妹，我们更当在这一些事上有一些学习。
Among all the people, we are separated in this way. So among the children of God, we would definitely need to do such things.
如果我们看到同伴脸上有愁容，
If we see our companions' faces downcast,
如果我们看到有弟兄姐妹今天没来，
If we see the if we do not see brothers and sisters,
那就为他祷告。
We can pray for them.
打个电话有一个问候。
We can give them a call and have greetings.
这个是我们生命转变的过程。
And this is the process of our changing life.
还有。就是与耶稣一同来坐席
，and also be seated with the Lord.
当坐席的时候，主耶稣的爱向他们来显现。
When we're seated with the Lord, the Lord's love was revealed.
我以前读这个故事，我也很想知道主耶稣把这个饼递给他们，到底里面有什么样的奥秘。
When I read this story, I used to think, what was the true meaning of the Lord passing the bread?
感谢主，上一周弟兄已经与我们交通到饼杯的聚会。
We thank the Lord that last week our brother has already shared about Lord's table and the gathering.
如果我们越软弱，
the weaker we are,
就越要参加饼杯聚会。
The more we need to come to the table's meeting.
只要你愿意选择来到饼杯聚会。
As long as you decide to come to the table meeting,
你会看到主递饼过来的手上是带着钉痕的。
You will see the hand that passed the bread had a nail print.
所以在饼杯聚会的时候，我们可以被神的爱来激励。
So during the table meeting, we can be constrained by His love.
这个火箭可以被点火。
The rocket can be ignited.
我不知道除了爱之外还有没有其他的动力让我们继续生活和服侍。
I don't know, apart from the love, what else can encourage us to come and serve him?
除了爱之外还有什么其他的力量让我们里面愿意来追随主？
Besides love, what else can drive us to come to and serve him?
所以大家一定要参加品杯聚会。
So I ask all of us, we must come to the table meeting.
主也在上周来教训我。
Lord also had disciplined me last week.
我饼杯聚会迟到的时候不多。
I usually would not be late for the table meeting.
但就上周我迟到了。
But last week I was late.
而且就是上周我应该在饼杯的时候翻译。
And it was last week that I was supposed to translate.
所以神借着这事来提醒我。
And through this, Lord reminded me.
不要轻看饼杯的聚会。
Don't despise the meeting before the table.
主要我们这些人来到他的面前。
The main point is all of us come before him.
在这个饼杯聚会，我们可以认出复活的主。
During this table meeting, we can recognize the Lord of Resurrection.
只要我们有一点点愿意的心，主一定会向我们显现。
As long as we have this willingness, Lord will reveal Himself to us.
那我们现在再来看一遍这个故事。
Now let's look at this story again.
主难道来就是解决我们的问题吗？
Did the Lord come to solve our problems only?
因为当这两个门徒被恢复，回到耶路撒冷之后，主对着他们两个还有其他门徒讲了这句话。
Because when the Lord, when the two disciples, departed from Jerusalem, the Lord appeared to them and said these words.
说你们就是这些事的见证。
And he said, "You are witnesses of these things."
或者说，主耶稣告诉他们你们生活的目的到底应该是什么。
Or the Lord told them, the purpose of their life.
所以我们一起来看一看。
So let's look at this here.
什么是生命的目的跟意义呢？
What is the true meaning and the purpose of life?
当我们年轻的时候，我们长大想成为什么，那应该就是我们的目的跟意义。
When we were still young, what we wanted to become when we get older is probably the meaning and purpose of our life.
当我们年长甚至离世的时候，其他人纪念我们什么，那就是我们生命的意义跟目的了。
Or even when we get older or depart from this world, what would the people remember about us? That's our meaning and purpose.
所以这一件事应该成为我们生命的中心。
And this one thing should be the center of our life.
就在我的岳母离世的时候，很多弟兄姐妹我们一起来纪念她。
When my mother-in-law departed from this world, many brothers and sisters came and memorized her.
她是一个很安静，在主里很卑微的一个小姐妹。
She was quiet and humble before the Lord.
但是大家记得，她是一生活在神翅膀荫下的人。
We all remember that she spent her whole life living under the wing of God.
而且她是服侍家庭，她做工的果效可以一生随着她。
And she also served the family, and then the fruit of her service can be with her.
所以作为基督徒来讲
，as a Christian,
我们所做的一切是，如果没有成为主复活见证的话，那都是空的。
All things that we did, if they are not for the purpose of the Lord, they were all empty.
从复活来讲，如果我们来读哥林多前书十五章第十四节的话，
for resurrection, if we read 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
十五章十四节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ has not been raised.Our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
而且第十九节说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And in verse 19 it says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
所以为主耶稣的复活做见证，是在我们之前的弟兄们，包括使徒们，他们一生的一个中心。
And being the testimony of Lord's resurrection, this has been the center of all the people before us.
如果我们来看彼得、看约翰、看保罗的话，
if we look at the life of Peter, John, and Paul,
虽然他们的具体的分工不一样，
even though they all had different responsibilities,
但他们所做的是同一件事，
but they all did the same thing.
在使徒行传第二章第三十二节，
in Acts chapter 2 verse 32,
这是彼得来做的见证。
And this is Peter's witness.
他跟其他的使徒门徒们一起
All together with other disciples.
对着众人说，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
He said, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
那约翰呢？
How about John?
在约翰福音第二十一章第二十四节。
In chapter 21, verse 24,
约翰这样讲，为这些事做见证，并且记载这事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。
John said, this is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true.
在启示录第一章第九节，
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 9,
他说我约翰就是你们的弟兄
is that,
和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
It says, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and the kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我们知道有一些词使徒约翰用的非常多。
We know that Apostle Paul used many words.
比如光
such as light,
生命
life,
爱
love.
那大家知不知道见证这个字和跟他意思一样的词比如证明比如殉道大家要记得哈见证跟殉道原来是一个词。
But do we recognize that this word testimony, even though there are many other familiar words like martyrdom, witnesses, but testimony and martyrdom are the same word.
在这些词约翰他用过多少次
And John, how many times did he use these words?
在福音书用过超过40次。
In the book of the gospel, he used more than 40 times.
三封书信里面用过大概十七八次。
In the three epistles, he probably used 17 or 18
times. 启示录用过16次。
He used these words 16 times in the book of Revelation.
这是读圣经的弟兄们跟我们读出来的。
And these are all shared by the brothers and
sisters. 超过80次。
Over 80 times.
约翰使用见证这个词。
John used the word testimony.
那保罗呢？
What about Paul?
如果要知道保罗，我们可以从一个特别的事件来看到。
If we talk about Paul, we should look at this specific event.
他在人生遇到非常重大的一件事，就是他被抓之后要被审判了。
And one of the major things happened to his life was that he was captured and he was about to be sentenced.
而且那时候有一个叫亚基帕王的人也来想听这场审判。
And there was this man called King Agrippa.
所以呢，那个时候罗马的总督审判者呢，就向亚基帕王来介绍这个案件。
During the time, the governor of Rome reported this. This event to King Agrippa.
到底这个保罗为什么被抓？为什么被在这里被审判呢
？He explained why Paul was captured and came to trial.
第25章第19节，不过有几样辩论，为他们自己敬鬼神的事，又为一个人名叫耶稣是已经死了，保罗却说他是活着的。
In Acts chapter 25 verse 19 it says, Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus who Paul claimed was alive.
所以保罗被审判就因着一件事。
So Paul came to the trial for this one reason.
对其他人来讲耶稣是死了的。
To everybody else at that time, Jesus was dead.
但是保罗却说他是活着的。
Paul claimed he was alive.
所以在26章保罗讲了他的故事之后向亚基帕王说故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So in chapter 26 that he said to King Agrippa that I did not say anything against what's being revealed to me.
然后他这么讲在这句话之后他这么讲第26章第22节然而我蒙神的帮助直到今日还站得住对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证所讲的并不外乎先知和摩西所说将来必成的事就是基督必须受害并且因从死里复活要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人
He said in verse 22 But I have had God's help to this very day, and so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophet Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer and, as the first to rise from the dead, would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles.
所以这也是主耶稣他自己亲自给我们所有属他的人一个大的使命。
And this is also the great commission that the Lord has given to all his people.
在使徒行传第一章第八节那里面讲。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says,
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以在这两个门徒的里面，其中有一个人连名字都没有。
And between these two disciples, there was one that did not have a name.
而且这两个门徒，如果大家去看的话，在记载的里面，主耶稣复活之后，除了向妇女显现之外，最先向谁显现呢？
And we can also see from this story that besides revealing himself to the woman, the Lord also revealed to these two disciples.
就是向这两个门徒。
And that is these two disciples that he revealed himself.
所以在向使徒显现之前，主耶稣甚至先向这两个门徒，连一个还连名字都没有的来显现。
So before revealing himself. To all the other believers, the Lord appeared before these two disciples.
那我讲的是不光是使徒接受这件事情成为他们生命的中心。
And I'm saying this that not only did these two disciples accept the Lord being there's the center of their life.
在神的心意里面，我们每一个属他的人都应该成为他的见证。
In God's will and plan, we shall all become the testimony of Him.
在启示录里面讲到被杀的或者殉道的人数目要满足的。
In the Revelation, it says that the amount of people who are to be killed and martyred, the number should be fulfilled.
所以今天希望我们能够读懂以马忤斯两个门徒故事里面主的心意。
So today we need to understand Lord's heart from this story.
也接受这个托付。
And I'll accept this great commission.
知道如果我不在主的见证里面，主的心意就不满足。
Knowing that if we are not in God's will, His heart will not be satisfied.
因为我们也像那两个门徒一样被点燃。
May we also be like these two disciples who are ignited.
这个点燃是何等的有意义。
And the ignition has such a great meaning.
如果跟大家来介绍一下这个概念是什么呢？
If I introduce this concept,
如果照着我们今天七点太阳下山的话
，So let's say that the sun sets at 7 p.m.
他们与耶稣坐席，可能到八点。
And they were all at the table with the Lord until 8 p.m.
那应该天都全黑了。
And it must be dark outside.
然后他们说马上要回到耶路撒冷去。
But they said that they need to return immediately to Jerusalem.
那他们距离有多远呢？
How far are they away from Jerusalem?
从以马忤斯到耶路撒冷，如果我们走路的话，也是读圣经的弟兄告诉我们，大概是三个小时。
If we walk from Emmaus to Jerusalem, brothers who study the Bible told us that it will take probably around 3 hours.
就是说我从七点跟主耶稣坐席，或者我们说跟我们其中的一个弟兄坐席，然后我们心里火热，到八点的时候，这个参照是什么呢？八点我现在开车要去 San Antonio.
If we are seated with the Lord, or let's say other brothers at the table, at 7 p.m. and then we until 8 p.m. and then we said we are going to Jerusalem. What does it mean? It's like we are driving now to San Antonio.
所以安排我分享的时候，后来我意识到原来是夏令会报名的最后一天。
When I was arranged to share, I realized that it was the last day before the summer conference.
Yeah, registration ends today.
Summer conference registration.
所以我今天是不可能不提夏令会报名的事情。
So I have to mention this about the registration for summer conference.
弟兄姐妹们，对于这些还没有注册的
brothers and sisters, for those of us who have not registered,
不管你是什么情形,
no matter in what condition you are in,
或者是工作,
whether it's about work,
或者家庭,
or family,
可能孩子就是不愿意去,
or maybe just our kids don't want to go.
我不知道,
I don't know.
也许我们的期望值没那么高。
Maybe our expectation wasn't that high.
夏令会每年都开。
There's always summer conference every year.
但好像也没什么改变。
And it seems like there was no change.
今年可能也就是老旧的东西吧。
And maybe this year there will be the same things being repeated.
所以我们的期望没有了。
So our expectation was gone.
对不起，我再说，我不是在这里要试着论断。
Sorry, let me clarify. I'm not here to judge.
但是我请这样的弟兄姐妹们考虑一下。
So I'm here to invite the brothers and sisters to consider this.
这两个门徒半天就可以改变。
These two disciples can change their mind in half a day.
对于我们今天来讲，我们只需要找到网站，点几个链接去注册。
And for us nowadays,All we need to do is just click on the link on the website.
希望你现在就能改变心意。
May you now have this changing heart.
在圣安东尼奥会有许多神的儿女聚集。
In San Antonio, there will be many God's children gathering together.
我们一起来学习怎么样为主耶稣来做见证。
And we all come to learn how to become the witnesses of the Lord.
让我们生活重新有方向。
And our life will have a new direction.
或者原来模糊的我们现在清晰一点。
And maybe what was blurry, now it becomes clear.
时间不多了。
We don't have much time.
已经是末了了。
It's already the end.
主会照着他的应许，奉他名的聚集，他就在我们中间。
According to his own promise that if we gather in his name, he will be with us.
在今天截止之前，希望大家真的考虑夏令会注册。
Before the deadline of the registration, may we all seriously consider, consider registering.
如果神祝福我们的话,
if we have the blessing from the Lord,
那我们可以从以马忤斯来到耶路撒冷,
then we can come from Emmaus to Jerusalem.
那下面我们还是要继续来看看复活它的意义到底是什么。
Let's continue to look at the meaning of resurrection.
什么叫做做主复活的见证呢？
What does it mean to become a witness to the resurrection of Lord Jesus?
这起码是另外一篇信息的内容了。
And it at least will be another session of message.
我今天就不详细交通了。
So I will not lay out in detail.
在罗马书第一章第四节，我很快的过一下。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 4,
他复活证明他是神的儿子。
His resurrection proved that he is the Son of God.
而且呢？他就是那个荣耀的主，所有的权柄都赐给他了。
And he's also the glorious Lord, who has all the power and authority.
他不能死。
He cannot die.
他胜过死亡。
He has overcome the death.
但是他根本就不能死。
In fact, he cannot die.
因为他就是公义。
Because he is righteousness.
他就是圣洁。
He is holiness.
所以在使徒行传第十章第四十二节也这样来告诉我们。
Therefore, in Acts 10:42, it also says,
因为他是神所立定的。
Because he was the one appointed by God.
这个生命与我们是切切相关的。
This life is so vividly and near our life.
他是主，他是王。
He is the Lord, he is the King.
而且呢，他复活也跟我们有关的。
And also, it relates to us about his resurrection.
在罗马书四章二十五节那里面讲。
In Romans 4:25, it says,
复活是为叫我们称义。
Resurrection was for our justification.
不光他这个生命与我们有关，这个生命就是我们的生命。
Not only does his resurrection relate to us, his life is also our life.
主耶稣复活证明义人是不会死的。
The resurrection of the Lord, tells us that the righteous ones will not die.
在哥林多前书第十五章第二十三节那里面这么讲。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 23 it says,
但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
But each in his own turn cries the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him.
这个生命就在我们里面。
This life is in us.
他首先复活，我们也会复活。
First he resurrected, and we will also resurrect.
包括我们前面世世代代所有属主的人。
Including all the people who belong to the Lord in the generations before us.
复活生命最大的一个特质就是变化。
The feature of the resurrection life is transformation.
当我们信主那一刻就已经变化了。
When the moment that we believe in the Lord, we are transformed.
但这个复活的生命一直要变化我们。
And this resurrection life always transforms us.
在末了，在将来还要变化我们。
And until the end, it will continue to transform us.
而且有弟兄说，这个有价值的生活服饰都基于复活的生命。
And also brothers share with us that the values of resurrection is transformation.
所以我们需要了解，需要来经历。
So we need to understand it, and we need to experience it.
那什么是见证人呢？
And who are the witnesses?
见证人也有许多的意义哈。首先，它是出于神的。
The witness also has many meanings. First of all, it needs to come from God.
在《使徒行传》第十章第四十、四十一节，这里面这么讲。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 40 and 41.
第三日，神叫他复活，显现出来，不是显现给众人看，乃是显现给神预先所拣选、为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。
It says, But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
所以见证人也是另外起码是一篇的信息。
And so the witnesses can also be another session of message.
就大家看得出来我今天好多话要跟大家讲。
So you can see that I have many to share today.
但不怕，我们还有时间一起来学。
But we still have time to learn.
那起码第二点就是说，见证人他一定要是第一手的。
Then the second point is saying that being a witness, at least it should be firsthand.
一定要亲眼见过、亲手摸过他的，才可以做这个见证嘛。
It must be that we see and feel it, and so that we can become the witnesses.
所以在信心里面的经历总是鼓励我们。
So the experience and in faith always encourages us.
那我其实在很多聚会里面，我最喜欢的时间就是。讲见证的时间。
The time that I like the most in many gathering is hearing the testimonies.
所以今天我们要凭信心要见到他，我们才能成为见证人。
So today, through faith, we can see him.
而且我们第三点，见证人一定要有生命的改变。
The third point is that witnesses need to have the life transformation.
原来如何，现在又如何？
What was the old condition and what's the new condition?
这个是复活生命一定要有的一个表现。
And this is the life, this is the feature of the life of resurrection.
我们彼此鼓励来做主的见证。
Let's all be encouraged and become his testimony.
而且还有一点，就是这个复活做见证人一定要彰显基督他自己。
And we also need to know that as the witness, we need to manifest the Lord himself.
所以今天在来的路上呢，闪电又暴雨。
So on the way here, we see the lightning and also storm.
那我的姐妹就跟我讲，是不是主今天让你不要讲了？
So my wife was joking with me, saying that is it that the Lord doesn't want you to share today?
我已经很惧怕了。
I was already scared.
然后她又这么讲。
But she said this.
当然没有到一个开车回家的程度啊，但是我只是说彰显基督。也不是轻轻讲一讲就算的。
Of course, it did not reach the point that I will return and went home. But manifesting the Lord Jesus himself is the point.
讲的越多，可能错的也越多。
The more I share, the more mistakes I probably will make.
但是讲要彰显基督，不讲也要彰显基督。
But whether or not we speak, it's all for the same purpose, which is to manifest him.
所以见证人最大的一件事就是要把人指向主。
And the most important thing of the testimony or being a witness is pointing everything to the Lord.
就像这两个门徒一样，他们做了什么没有呢？
Just like these two disciples, what did they do?
没错，他们回到耶路撒冷。
Yes, they returned to Jerusalem.
行了什么神迹奇事没有？
And did they perform any miracles?
没有，他们就说主果然复活了。
No, they only said that Lord is indeed alive.
我们跟他一同来行走。
And we walked with him.
一同来交谈。
To have this fellowship.
我们认出他来了。
And we recognized him.
相信他。
And believed in him.
我们去传福音，跟人讲，来到教会。
We preached the
gospel. 听福音。
Preach the gospel and invite people to come to listen to the gospel.
就像摩西的律法书也好，先知书也好。
Just like Moses' laws or the books of the prophets.
大卫的诗篇都要指向主耶稣。
Or David's psalm, they all point to the Lord.
那我们怎么样从我们这样软弱的、这样不配的人，成为主复活的见证呢？
How can we become Lord's testimony when we are still weak?
现在我们又第三次回到这个故事。
And let's return to the story the third time.
第一件事，这是不可能的。
First of all, it's impossible.
是没人配得的。
No one is worthy.
是主主动的。
It's all initiated by the Lord.
所以在哥林多后书第三章第五节这里这么讲。
So in Second Corinthians chapter 3, it says,
并不是我们自己凭我不是并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
这件事是出于神，不是出于我们。
And this matter comes from God, not from ourselves.
然后我们要把自己的重担要卸给神。
Then we need to lay down our burden and put it in His hand.
当主耶稣问发生什么事了
，When the Lord asks what happened,
这两个门徒他们就倾倒自己心里面的愁苦。
So the two disciples pour out all the bitterness from their heart.
所以见证人的行程可能第一步在我们来讲就是向主来倾吐嘛。
So the first step of being a witness is to pour out our hearts.
如果你觉得孤单
If you are lonely,
向主倾诉嘛。
Talk this to the Lord.
他会在的。
He will hear.
他是活着的。
He's alive.
他今天就与我们交谈。
He currently is having fellowship with us and walking with us.
而且我们要让圣灵来解释神的话。
And we also need to let the Holy Spirit explain his own word.
我们来参加查经、参加主日的聚会，都是来领受神话语的时候。
We come to the Bible study and the Sunday table meeting. It's all to receive His word.
你不好奇当时主耶稣指出哪些章节吗
？Are we not curious what chapters he pointed out？
今天虽然没时间，大家可以自己去找啊。
Even though we do not have time, but may we all find these chapters？
以赛亚书也好，诗篇也好，使徒行传第二章、第三章也好，大家去读啊。
Whether it's Isaiah, Psalms or Acts, chapter 2 or 3, let's all read these. Chapters on our own time.
而且我们需要知道，现在时间已经到了末了了。
And we need to know that the time has come to the end.
今天的世代比以前更邪恶吗
？Is this generation more evil than previous ones?
主耶稣来的时候已经讲，在这个邪恶淫乱的时代。
When Lord came to this earth, He already said, "In this evil and crooked generation."
其实这个世代一直都没有改变，一直都是败坏的。
In fact, the generations have not.Changed. It's always wicked and evil.
但是有一件事不一样，就是我们今天相对那个时候，离主再来更近了。
But there is one thing different among these generations, which is that we're closer to the end.
所以当这个太阳平息的时候，我们是像年老的大卫一样吗？
Are we like the old David?
在屋顶上闲逛。
Who are wandering on the rooftop?
落在最终
and falling into sin.
还是说太阳平息了
or the sun has set.
主啊，我求你与我同住
Lord, I invite you to abide with me.
因为时间不多了
because the time left is not much.
与我坐席
be seated with me.
让你不止息的爱，不失败的爱，成为我的动力。
So that your unceasing love will be the motivation.
主的同在，主的显现会成为我们的赏赐。
Lord's presence and appearance will be the blessings.
圣灵的能力要浇灌在我们身上。
the power of Holy Spirit will be poured on us.
不管我们在中国，在美国，神都会与我们同在。
Whether we're in the U.S. or China, Lord will be with us.
让我们成为他的见证人。
We will so that we may become His testimony.
那也许弟兄姐妹还是要问，那我到底该做什么呢？
Maybe you will still ask, then what shall I do?
当彼得他们传福音的时候，有三千人信主。
When Peter preached the gospel, there were three times people believe in the Lord.
当这些人接受了见证，相信了之后，他们自己也成为见证人了。
When they believed the Lord, they also became the witnesses.
就像我们今天一样。
Just like nowadays.
他们也问了一句话。
They also asked one thing.
我们当做什么？
What shall we do?
这其实是最简单的一个部分。
And this seems to be the simplest part.
因为神会亲自的指引。
Because Lord Himself will lead us.
当时的时候，彼得讲得非常清楚，你们要做什么。
At that time, Peter made it clearly what they need to do.
所以在《使徒行传》第二章第三十八节，彼得的回答是：你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
It says in Acts 2, verse 38, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
然后教会我们该怎么聚会？
And how should we gather at church?
当教会开始的时候是怎么样的呢？
What was the condition when church first started?
我们当怎样行啊？
What shall we do?
今天我们对教会的认识是什么呢？
What is our knowledge about the church?
一定要有一栋建筑吗？
Do we need to have a building?
一定要请一个牧师吗？
Do we need to have a preacher?
主日学的老师一定要都齐备吗？
And the Sunday school teacher all need to be present?
还是有一群人他们因为要为着主复活做见证聚在一起？
Or we just need a group of people who can gather together to become his witnesses?
主亲自带领他们。
Lord lead themselves.
所以在当时，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So they all devoted themselves to the teaching.
因为使徒的教训就是基督的话。
Because the teaching of the apostles, is the word of God.
他们彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
They all had the fellowship, and also broke the bread and prayed.
所以在当时，众人都惧怕他们。
So at that time, many people, are afraid of these the apostles.
这些为主做见证的人让周围的人惧怕。
These people who testify for the Lord, people are afraid of them.
当然，原文可能讲的是让人敬畏 ，awesome, awe.
In the original verse, it says
他们说众人有 feelings of awe.
It says that they have feelings of awe.
而且呢，众人又喜爱他们。
But on the other hand, people also love them.
所以主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So, Lord added them among the more believers.
所以希望神今天让教会在这个世代，在美国也是成为让人敬畏的教会。
So may in this generation, church is also the one that people have this feeling of awe.
最后我们再读一处的章节来结束。
Lastly, let's read one more verse.
刚才已经讲到主他不是要解决我们在地上的问题而已。
And we just talked about that Lord did not come to the world to solve our problems.
主特别的有一件事是为着国度。
And there's one specific thing that Lord did, which was for the kingdom.
所以在使徒行传第一章第三节那里面这么讲。
So it says in Acts 1, verse 3, it says,
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
所以今天主兴起我们做他的见证人。
So God raised us to become His witnesses.
复活的生命在我们里面。
The resurrection life is within us.
做变化的工作。
To work on the transformation.
是为国度预备的。
And this is for the kingdom of God.
不光是生命改变而已啊。
not only do our lives be transformed.
当我们擘饼纪念他，主特别说，只等到我来。
When we break the bread and take the cup, the Lord says, until I come again.
当主来的时候，他要带来国度。
When he comes, he will bring down the kingdom.
他要迎娶心腹。
He will take his bride.
所以大卫这么说，他说不光我一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So David said that not only this life that I have mercy and grace.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
I will also live in the temple of God till the end.
所以今天只不过主在预备我们为着那个国度。
So today, God prepares us for this kingdom.
不朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
Things that decay will not inherit the eternal things.
所以这次夏令会的题目是讲到国度。
So the theme of this summer conference is about kingdom.
所以请还没有注册的你再考虑。
So for those of you who have not registered, may you consider it again.
不光是为着将来我们可以跟他在一起。
Not only for the future when we will be with him.
我们要丰丰富富的进神的国。
We'll enter into his kingdom with abundance.
Amen. 那我的交通就停在这里。
Amen. My sharing will pause here.
我们有一个简短祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
不管人怎么说。
No matter what people say.
不管我自己里面是什么样的光景。
No matter what conditions I am in.
你是活着的。
You are alive.
愿意我们成为你。